Though often credited as a precursor of Impressionist movement art practices, Corot approached his landscapes more traditionally than usually believed. Compared to the Impressionists who came later, Corot's palette is restrained, dominated with browns and blacks, forbidden colors among the Impressionists, along with dark and silvery green. Though appearing at times to be rapid and spontaneous, usually his strokes were controlled and careful, and his compositions well thought out and generally rendered as simply and concisely as possible, heightening the poetic effect of the imagery. As he stated, "I noticed that everything that was done correctly on the first attempt was more true and the forms more beautiful." Corot was neither a realist nor a neoclassicist. Having trained in Italy and learned to paint en plein air, in the open air, his landscapes looked more real than other French landscapes artists had. And he was a painter who had a fraught relationship with the Academy due to his love of the landscape, and is sometimes said to be the link between realism and impressionism, but Corot, as the link between the two, is not completely true. He was never a realist, one who wanted to capture the heroism of his own time. He just wanted to paint landscapes. His focus on landscape painting and his generous spirit with his students pushed landscape painting forward, even as the Academy attempted to hold it back. His later works, influenced by the camera and by practice, and by good sales of a brushier style, were very silvery and influenced the next two generations of artists. He used to get into arguments with a young artist named Claude Monet, who also loved the landscape, about the color to prime one's canvas. Corot had stopped using the Academy's traditional dark brownish red grounding and had begun to paint his canvas a silvery gray before he applied his gentle colors, whereas Claude Monet swore by the new synthetic pigment zinc white as a brighter and more effective ground for a colorful painting. The outcome of this argument would come years later when, seeing how his own canvases quickly faded to the mid-tones, but Monet stayed bright and powerful, he said Monet was right. Of course, as is the way with rivaling friends, he never told Monet so. Besides, Corot never wanted to paint brightly colored paintings, he just wanted to paint the land.